in South Carolina tomorrow night. 10 candidates chasing the Republican nomination for president will hold their second debate. Later in the week, that key primary state will host all 50 Republican state party chairs, the subplot for both get-togethers, the war in Iraq. Joining us to talk about the GOP's shifting mood on the war is NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, this first Republican presidential debate was here in California at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. No doubt about the symbolism on that one. But now comes the second one in South Carolina. What is the significance and what do they need to do?
There's actually a Republican connection to South Carolina back to the Ronald Reagan era, and that is that South Carolina has become the kingmaker primary state for the Republicans for that generation since Reagan. You go forward to the first President Bush, straight through Bob Dole and George W. Bush. They've all set up their nomination by winning South Carolina and then going on to sweep the southern primaries. And then, in the cases where they actually won the presidency, they based that win on a big sweep in the South in the November election as well.
So, and the task for these candidates tomorrow night?
These candidates are still trying to establish their bona fides within the Republican Party and satisfy their own party that they are legitimate candidates to hold the presidency for the party in a looking to be fairly difficult election cycle in 2008. So there's really no front runner right now. Rudy Giuliani looks to be it in the polls, but he's having some troubles with social conservatives in some of the early smaller primary states like South Carolina, and some suggestion he may de-emphasize those events and try to go straight to that mega primary on February 5th with New York and California, Texas, and so on.
Well, he's been having some trouble explaining himself on abortion just in the last several days, hasn't he? And now the issue that seems to be overshadowing all others is the war in Iraq, and I guess that's really begun to divide the party.
That's right. Rudy Giuliani, not alone in this case, along with John McCain and Mitt Romney and some of the other candidates, has been getting out there on television over the weekend and in various events of a campaign nature, trying to set themselves somewhat apart from the administration's handling of the war. Now, of course, they still pay obeisance to the president and to the strategy of strengthening the troop levels in Iraq, but they're emphasizing all their points of criticism and showing through their general posturing on the issue that they feel like there's going to be a big policy shift before we get to the election, and they're trying to be ready for it.
And this voice from Mitch McConnell, this is the GOP leader in the Senate. You could not find a more stalwart friend of President Bush. But he and his Republican colleagues apparently are not happy with the Iraqi government, and they're making that known.
Over the weekend, the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, expressed great disappointment with the Iraqi government, said he couldn't figure out what their problem was, and it really felt like another crack in the wall. Now, of course, McConnell also said, we can't pull out of Iraq immediately, said that would be a huge mistake, but clearly there is a growing hunger among the Republicans in Congress for some third option, not an immediate withdrawal, which they continue to oppose, but a withdrawal strategy over a longer period of time or some set of benchmarks by which the frustration that the average American, including Republicans, feel with the progress of the war can find some kind of expression. We saw even Vice President Cheney in Iraq last week telling the Iraqi government they've got to get these things done. It's game time.
And those dozen House Republicans, moderates by and large, down at the White House last week saying the same thing.
Exactly. And essentially expressing the view that if something isn't shaking by September, they're going to find it increasingly necessary to reach some kind of accommodation with the Democrats to look for some other kind of strategy they can run on in 2008 as Republicans.
Are we going to see anything happen with the war spending bill this week?
I think the Senate will come up with something so that they can go to conference with the House so that they can give the president something and say, let's sign this now and move on towards September as the next real date of reckoning.
Ron Elving, senior Washington editor for NPR, regular Monday guest on Day to Day. Ron, thanks again.
Thank you, Alex.